We had a bunch of them. I think I need to see a shrink.
Yeah, you are seriously damaged. Welcome to This and That with Jeff and Pat. We're going to start this episode with something a little special. For those of you that listen to our show number 10, we have a bit where Pat and I were doing cassette casting back in the 70s. Well, Pat and I have also had a lot of starts and stops in this whole podcasting thing, but This and That is our latest effort, and it's the longest we've ever gone. But we thought we'd take you back to see what kind of led up to trying this one more time with This and That. So let's go back, Pat, shall we?
Excellent.
Wait, no, that's far enough.
Under my skin. They wouldn't go, so I got on. Hey, listen, podcasting people.
Oh, I don't want to hear the podcasting people.
Been a while?
I have a vague recollection of doing something with someone, but it was a long, long time ago.
I think my last time was in Orlando. My hair was a lot shorter.
I remember it's a good thing. Someday I hope to do it again.
What?
What?
What was that look?
What look?
The look you just gave me.
I gave a look?
Yes.
What kind of a look?
I know that look.
What was it?
Why should I tell you?
Well, if you're the big look expert, I want to see how smart you are.
Trust me, I know the look. So?
What?
What about the look?
I don't know.
You got something on your mind?
No. Things pop into your head. You?
Things occur to me from time to time.
Yeah, me too. Well, you can't expect to forget the past completely.
No, of course not.
I mean, it's something we did. Probably about, what, 25 times?
37.
Yeah, we pretty much know what we're doing in there.
We know the terrain.
No big surprises.
Nope.
What do you think?
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, something to consider.
Yeah.
I mean, let's say, what if we did?
What if?
Is that like the end of the world or something?
Certainly not.
Why shouldn't we be able to do that once in a while, if we want to?
I know.
I mean, really, what is the big deal? We go in there, we're in there for a while, and we come back right here. It's not complicated.
It's almost stupid if we didn't.
It's moronic.
Absurd.
Of course, I guess maybe some little problems could arise.
Well, there's always a few.
I mean, if anything happened and we couldn't be friends the way we are now, that would really be bad.
Devastating.
Because this is really good.
And that would be good.
That would be good, too. The idea is to combine the this and the that, but this cannot be disturbed.
Yeah, we just want to take this and add that.
Exactly. But of course we have to figure out a way to avoid the little things that cause the problems. Maybe some rules or something.
Huh.
For example, now I call you when I'm inclined and vice versa. But if we did that, we might feel a certain obligation to call.
Huh. Well, why should that be? Oh, I have an idea. I have an idea. No calls the day after that.
Beautiful. Let's make it a rule.
All right, sir.
Here's another little rule. When we see each other now, we retire to our separate quarters. But sometimes when people get involved with that, they feel pressure to stay and work on post-production. When that is not really post-production. Post is separate from that. And I don't see why Post got all tied up and connected with that.
Okay, okay. Rule number two. Post-production is optional.
Well, now we're getting somewhere.
What about the posting of PayPal buttons and handling the advertising revenues?
Tough one. Your call.
It's bourgeois.
Fine. Well...
Oh, well, one little thing. When we used to do this before, I found that you were a little bit too fast for me.
Oh, yeah. I was a bit more anxious when I was younger, but don't worry. Now I have much more to say.
All righty. Shall we go in there?
Let me go get the mics warmed up. Please stand by. It's the weekend of July 23rd, 2005. I'm Jeff.
And I'm Pat.
And you're listening to This and That with Jeff and Pat. This is show number 23.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I'm good. I was born on the 23rd. Not that that had anything to do with anything.
I was born on the 23rd.
We're 23rd babies.
And who else was born on
our friend
23rd?
Susan, the third part of the triumvirate. I did want to make a quick shout out. My sister Jennifer's birthday was yesterday.
Happy birthday, Jennifer.
Happy birthday, Jennifer. Happy birthday to you. Well, how was your weekend? How's your weekend so far? Because this technically still is part of the weekend.
My weekend's been great so far. Man, it was hot.
Oh, it's been horrible. I know we keep saying we're probably boring our listeners by now, you know.
It was 100
hot
degrees.
Hot Texas weather. But you know what, folks? It's hot.
It was 100 degrees, man.
You get up in the morning for a little bit of relief, like 7 o'clock, maybe 6:30 even. I've been waking up early for some reason. And you know what? You go outside, it's hot.
Yeah, well, I took the dogs to Bachman Lake, and we walked around there. It's about 3 miles. About halfway through, both dogs had their tongues hanging out like you would not believe.
Oh, boy, they're panting away. And do you bring water on these things, or is that silly?
I don't bring water because I know that they have water there, but I think I'm going to start bringing it because both dogs were way thirsty long before we got to the watering spot.
Right, right.
Anyway, yesterday was very domestic for me.
Domestic, Patty.
Yes, I did a lot of cleaning and my favorite thing, ironing.
Did you clean your indelicates?
I did not douche. But then the other thing I did was I decided to barbecue some ribs, Texas-style ribs.
And you didn't invite me? I love ribs.
I didn't invite you because I wanted to practice making them first. I wanted to see if I could do it because this is the first time, Jeff. As you know, I have a charcoal grill. You have a gas grill.
Which your deal takes a lot more work than mine, but invariably yours results in better, better flavoring.
Well, I also do – I think there's a difference between – grilling and barbecue. Barbecue,
yes.
I believe, is when you use indirect heat.
Exactly.
And I have never, I've had that grill for about 5 years now, and I've never, it's a Weber. I just love saying the word Weber. Weber,
Weber, Weber, Weber, Weber. Weber.
Anyway, I've had it 5 years. I've never used
what
it.
What a word. Take that word, nerds.
I've never used it in indirect heat. So yesterday I tried it. But the first challenge was to find some good beef because one of the
I got some good beef.
One of the grocery stores.
In the freezer. What do you mean?
One of the grocery stores I normally go to, they don't have good beef, not beef ribs. So I did have to go to the fancy schmancy Simon David. And their beef ribs were fairly expensive. I bought 5 pounds. It cost $20. And they were really great.
Great.
They had beautiful bones in two, so the dogs each got bones. And although I did have a little bit of bone warfare going on, that was a little stressful for me to have to manage.
But the whole family is kind of happy then. You know, I was at City Market. Is it City Market? Central Market. And I was looking at beef. They had filet mignons, Pat, for like $20 a piece. I think they were like $25 a piece. It was amazing how expensive they were. They looked beautiful. They looked like pieces of art. But I thought, I'm never going to buy myself a $25 steak when I can get a perfectly good filet at, you know, Simon David.
Well, actually, tenderloin, the beef tenderloin, which is what they use to make filet mignon, Jeff,
right,
is about $20 a pound.
Oh, is it really? Maybe it's just gone up since last I looked.
I don't think so. My guess is that was slightly bigger than a pound. But, you know,
whenever
we have our barbecues, I always buy you like a T-bone or and a New York. For Susan and me, I always get filet because, you know, you can get by with 8 ounces and it costs as much as your steak, but I just like it.
No, you know, and I like what is the combination T-bone and filet? Is it the porterhouse?
Yes.
Yeah, I like the porterhouse because you get a little bit of both.
The porterhouse is the king.
That's the king of steak.
Well, this past week, I went for lunch to this place called Dunstan Steakhouse.
I've heard of it. I think I've been there once on Lovers.
There's one on Lovers. There's another one. And I went to the other one. And I was surprised at how good it was because Dunstan's, the one that you see on Lovers, to me looks like it's a dive.
Oh, it looks dead. It's always full of old people, too.
Right. And I never want to go in there. Well, Jeff, they cook their steaks off of wood. I mean, you know, it's a big pit. And what's in there is wood. It was excellent. This was a lunch steak, and it was really, really good.
Sounds awesome.
But
did you go to the one on Lovers?
No.
Okay.
Different one.
Where's the other one?
I'd have to show you. I can't describe.
Okay. What part of town? How about that?
Nearby where I work.
Okay.
Enough about me. What about you? What did you do?
Well, I went to a wedding last night.
Uh-huh.
Sort of a friend of a friend's of a friend's child. So it was one of those.
That sounds complicated.
You know, well, it was one of those things that we do in life. that is a social obligation. Mm-hmm. And it's a nice to do. But, you know, you go there, you stand around because you don't know a soul.
Right.
I mean, except for a couple of friends that I went with. So it was fine.
Was the cake good?
Well, this is embarrassing, but this is the third time I've done this one particular thing.
Uh-oh.
Not any of my fault. I was not driving. We got to the wedding right when the bride and the groom walked out.
Yeah. What?
So we got there half an hour late.
So you missed the ceremony.
Missed the ceremony completely.
Perfect timing.
Which, you know, I really don't mind at all, especially since I don't know the people, right? But what's embarrassing is this is like the third time that's happened to me. And I've never been in the situation. I'm always on time. But when I'm with other people for some reason, I'm always getting to the wedding late. So, which is fine with me because it's always, you know, unless you really know the people, it's a little bit boring. We got to the beginning part of the reception, hung around for a while. They were just getting around to cutting the cake and we left.
You're kidding.
Nope.
Wow. What kind of food did they serve? Was that at least good? Did they have appetizers?
They had nuts.
Buffet?
They had nuts.
What?
They had chocolate-covered strawberries. It was a Baptist wedding, so they had apple juice mixed with carbonated soda.
There was
and
no
that was pretty
drinking?
Much that was pretty much about it. So you can imagine why we left before they cut the cake.
I see.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Sounds fun.
But it was very nice for the young couple. They seemed very nice and everybody had a good time and there were lots of families there and, you know, all that stuff. But like I said, I didn't know a soul, so I'm sure they were looking at me like, what's he want? Is he here to eat our nuts? And drink our apple juice.
Stay away from the nuts, pal.
Stay away from the nuts, pal. They're for family.
He probably would have been okay if you'd eaten the peanuts and left the cashews for the important people.
For the wedding party. Wedding party gets cashews.
Jeff, when you think about our friend Wei Xing, what do you think about? I mean, she had a pastime she used to engage in.
Well, when I think of pastimes, I think of crossword puzzles.
Exactly.
Is that what you're thinking?
Yes.
Wow.
I was thinking you were going to say hockey watching.
Well, that's the other thing. But, you know, I haven't thought of hockey that much lately because there hasn't been hockey anyway.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Wei Xing was a great crossword puzzler.
Man, but she's good and she loved doing it.
Yeah. Well, I also share the love of the crossword puzzle, but I also share the love of a major crossword puzzler nerd. Do you
really
know who I'm talking about?
I don't.
Will Shortz.
Oh, the guy from NPR.
Well, he is the puzzle master, but he's also the New York Times crossword puzzle editor.
Really?
Yes, and so I heard.
And the New York Times, just correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm not that, you know, there is a crossword puzzle society out there that people are really into it, and I'm not so. But I think of the New York Times puzzle as the granddaddy.
Well, I think of it as the granddaddy
is
also.
Is that a correct depiction?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Anyway, on www.gawker.com, they've got a poll going on. And this poll is related to people who work for the New York Times. It's love him for his brain, love him for his body. So I went to check it out, and love him for his brain has these people on the list: Bill Keller, Nicholas O. Kristof, Paul Krugman, Bob Herbert, A.O. Scott, and Will Shortz.
Now, these are all New York Times employees, then,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Well, Will is ahead.
All right.
Yes.
Can you vote?
Yes, I voted for him.
Cool.
Yeah, and I was thinking that something maybe we should do I know this is really only probably applicable to our podcasting nerd friends, but I think we should have love him for his brain and love him for his body for our podcasters.
Sure. You mean like a poll that we would take?
Yes. So,
among all podcasters?
Yes, yes.
I would obviously be love for my body.
We could do it at Podcast Alley.
That's something to think about. Or maybe we could even present it at the convention in December.
No, I'm going to open up the
November
thread.
So do you think I'd win best body? Love him for his body?
Love him for his body. I don't know. I haven't seen enough of the male podcasting bodies. This is the thing I think everybody, you know, in order—
I think— podcasters are podcasters because they don't have very good bodies.
Well, I think everybody, if you want to be in the Love Him for His Body, then you'll have to post a picture of you in your, you know, bathing trunks or something like that.
There you go.
Or your Speedo, as the case may
be. Especially the women.
Well, I'm thinking we won't have women there, mainly because I would have to be, I'd have to win both for the brain and the body. And, you know, I just can't do that. It would be not fair.
That's my fear as well, that I would win for the best brains and the best body. And then it would seem like it was rigged.
Like
right?
It was self-serving.
And right, exactly. I mean, just because we're the two best-looking podcasters out there, I don't think, you know, we just, I mean, is it? We know we're going to win, so maybe we shouldn't have this contest.
No, let's do it.
Yeah, let's win. God, it's silly. We're not very good-looking people, especially Pat. So, Pat, I was at the gym last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, you know, doing my He-Man thing. My heavy lifting, baby.
Are you up to like 10 pounds on the dumbbells now?
I always go to the big guy and say, could you pass me the 10? I don't want to lift it and get in the way of my exercise. Can you just place it here for me so that I can start my... Because I want to save my energy for the bench press for that 10 pounds. No, anyway, so I'm doing the bicep curls. And I'm standing next to this guy. He's a good-looking young guy. I mean, as far as I can judge guys, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And Pat, he's got like a, you know, like a sleeveless shirt like a lot of the guys at the gym wear.
Mm-hmm.
And he is covered with tattoos.
Oh.
I mean, not just one or two here and there, but just literally covered. Now, I chatted with him just real second, like, hey, are you using this kind of thing? And he seemed like a really nice guy, had short hair, looked almost preppy, looked like a almost, you know, professional good kid,
did
right?
Did he have tattoos on his neck?
Yes.
On his neck?
Everywhere. And I just, you know, if I had more guts, I would, you know, I would have talked to him about it. But of course, I don't have this kind of guts, and I didn't have a microphone because I get my guts when I have a microphone. But I just wanted to ask you what you thought about that, because I just thought, I don't understand. Is it just a generation that is just a, you know, I'm past that generation, I don't get it, but I thought this guy can never really have an office job. Because he's going to be disrespected. Or am I wrong?
Well, I don't really know what to say about that, because I think the tattoos are kind of interesting, but people who have more than a couple, they're becoming sort of fetishistic, I guess. And not that there's anything wrong with fetishes, but, you know, you do sort of – I think people have to know that it's crossing some kind of societal line. And they're choosing to say, don't really care. So
right.
My guess is maybe that person doesn't want a desk job. Maybe, you know, what he's saying is, I'm happy to be a lobster fisher or
whatever.
Whatever
it is that he does. But the interesting thing is, it's not like he had long, scraggly hair. He had short hair. He looked like he groomed himself very well. He looked like a nice kid,
well,
you know? That's what the I don't know, maybe that shouldn't be a dichotomy, but it seemed like a strange dichotomy to me.
My brother is in the Coast Guard, and he was telling me that I think the Coast Guard has now put some limits on the number of tattoos or the percentage of your body that can be tattooed, and above that percentage, they won't accept you into
oh,
the
really?
Coast Guard. Yes, because I think what they didn't like is that, you know, it is a much more popular thing. Folks get lots of tattoos, and I don't think they sort of liked that when you were in your dress uniforms that, you know, you got a picture of this snake coming out with great big fangs on your neck, you know. So,
yeah.
You know,
it seems like the Popeye tattoo is kind of acceptable for a military man kind of thing, you know what I mean?
But yeah.
The snakes coming out of the neck and the evil demons and things, this sort of suggests something else.
Well, I think I was I downloaded on iTunes. I've started sort of trying to sample various podcasts just for fun.
Yeah.
And I think I downloaded one from Slate Magazine, and it just so happened that they had the segment that they talked about was like the battle of the tattoo reality shows.
Huh.
And unfortunately, I wasn't paying close enough attention to be able to say anything of much value. So why am I talking about it? I don't know, other than to say that I guess there are at least two of these shows out there about tattoo people.
Well, that doesn't surprise me, because you mentioned this before, the sort of the fetish subculture of tattoos. I've noticed this on the web, where there are people that they show pictures of their tattoos and say, I'm getting a new tattoo Saturday. Ooh, how exciting that is. But I mean, these aren't like the one or two tattoos that most people, you know, get. These are like, this is the 80th one. Check this one out. And it's like this whole subculture that I don't get.
Well, I don't mind tattoos, but I probably would not choose a man that had too many tattoos.
Well, I do remember, I think it was probably 5 or 6 years ago. Remember that radio show called Love Line? It was actually a TV show for a while with Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla. Well, I remember Dr. Drew had this statement. I don't know if it's true or not. I'm not saying it's true, but he said from his studies that when he had a client that had, you know, I think it was like 4 or more combined tattoos and piercings, that there was like a 95% probability that person was abused in some way as a child. And that not just sexually abused, but maybe had alcoholic parents or things like that. But there was something going on in his childhood that was not of the normal, you know, family thing. So I don't know. I don't know if it's anything to that or not.
That's interesting. Would you go out with a woman with lots of tattoos, Jeff?
I don't know. I think the female skin is so erotic, just bare by itself. I'm not that into the tattoos. Yeah, if there's little small ones, a little small flower on the butt or on the shoulder, that's fine. But I just don't want it to be covered up.
Yeah.
I like the skin so much. I find it so erotic.
Now I'm hot. How about going in there to do that?
Let's go in there. but I want to have this and that. Hey, wait a minute. This and that.
We already did that.
Oh. Okay. By the way, just FYI, that was, for those of you who didn't recognize it, I don't want to feel like we wrote that. That is basically based on a Seinfeld routine. And in the background, Ferg and Shelley were kind enough to allow us to use their podcast, AirFerg, at airferg.com.
Well, I do feel like it was pretty fair for me to do my part, because when Seinfeld was out there, people would tell me all the time I was Elaine.
And I was Jerry.
My sister and I will call each other up and say, Elaine, Jerry, how are you?
How are you? What did they say?
Hello. Do you remember there was, I'm pretty sure this was a Seinfeld episode, and a friend of mine at work, this was a long, long time ago, told me, you know, he says, like, Pat, you are Elaine. I'm like, oh, please. And he said, yeah, last night on Seinfeld, Elaine is, like, upset with somebody because I think she's talking about how her boyfriend was at her house and he took a message that for Elaine while she was gone from Elaine's friend about her friend being pregnant. So, you know, so-and-so has a baby, and he didn't put exclamation points enough exclamation points.
Yes.
And so my friend Chuck was like, that's exactly how you are. You would reject a guy because he didn't put enough exclamation points. I'm like, that's not me.
I can see you rejecting a guy for that, actually.
Tattoos and improper usage of exclamation points.
What if you had a tattoo and a proper use of exclamation points on the tattoo itself? Would that help?
Well, I don't know. I'm going to have to go to my Excel spreadsheet where I keep my desirability matrix, where I keep track of all the factors that I'm interested in, and I rank them. So, I, you know, off the top of my head, I don't remember, but I'm sure in the matrix I have it listed.
Now, do you also use Desire Matrix version 2.0? I've upgraded last week to 3.0, and it's got a few more attributes. It's kind of cool. You can try it.
I might have to upgrade.
Great piece of software, guys. Really.
Desirability
because
matrix.
Because don't let romance be so unclinical or unanalytical or just up to the whim. Oh, I fell in love. Be more analytical, we always say here at the This and That podcast. Work it out in your matrix, and if it works out, then it's love. If the numbers add up correctly, it's love.
Otherwise, drop it.
Drop it immediately. And we know what we're talking about because we're so successful in love. Listen to us and our matrices. We should do a cross product of our matrices, Pat.
Oh,
and then,
yeah.
Then plot it in the vector space.
Maybe we should transpose them.
Yes. Plot it in the three-dimensional spot. Ooh. And we will post that.
And everybody can write to us and let us know what you think of it.
Yes.
I think the only person we're going to hear from is Brad. Thank you.
Pat, I think the new version of iTunes is pretty exciting. A lot of independent podcasters, if you go to the Podcast Alley threads, they're talking about, ooh, all these corporate guys are doing it and are leading the top spots. But I'm seeing a lot of indie podcasts get into the top 100, and I'm also seeing really good content among the professional stuff. It's all good, you know? But do you remember, for the last 2 months, I've had this bit that I wanted to talk about on this and that, and it just never quite made the cut. And my bit was I had this list of airline websites and airline blogs and airline articles that to me were just really interesting. For example, in Salon Magazine, there's this thing called Ask the Pilot, and it's a great weekly column. Anyways, I was going to say at the time, which I never got in, that the podcasting environment, podcasting world, wouldn't it be great to have a flight attendant and or a pilot doing an insider's look at the airline industry?
Oh, yes.
You know, I knew it was gold. And sure enough, there's one out there called Fly With Me by pilot Joe Dion, I think it is. It's one of those Libsyn URLs, so I'll post it on the web. I was astounded. Not only did it meet my expectation in terms of what I thought it would be, sort of having stories from flight attendants and from pilots, but I told you this before. I was actually at the gym listening to two of these podcasts, and I was moved. I was like feeling I gotta look away from people because he does an incredibly good job.
Wow.
And it's really interesting. Now, I know that both you and I have an inclination because we had prior lives in the airline industry, so we love that industry anyways, but this is just well done, and you heard it.
Well, I did. I listened to one, and I liked it a lot. The episode I listened to, they talked about a number of things, but one of the topics was which celebrities had been on their flights with them. Did you listen to that one?
Yeah, yeah. I think it was the latest one.
So I've had my own brushes with celebrity, none of the really big ones, but I was very fascinated by this one. I was very excited that at least to say that.
Yeah.
And that was one time I was going to London, and in the same cabin with me was Jane Goodall. She's the chimpanzee woman.
Chimpanzee woman.
And then another time when Susan and I were on our flight to Miami as we were going to the Galapagos and to Machu Picchu.
Saying Galapagos too, by the way.
Galapagos. We were in first class and KC from KC and the Sunshine Band was there.
Oh, who would ever recognize KC? Well, did you recognize
him?
Yes,
there's no way. Yes, I did recognize him.
How?
And, well, actually, I think I said, that looks like he's KC.
How would you know that?
Well, because I remember seeing him back from disco days.
I wouldn't
man.
Recognize him from Adam.
Oh, yes, you would. Anyway, no. So I kind of poked the guy sitting across the hall from me, the aisle, and said, do you think that's Casey? And he's like, yes. So anyway, Casey was traveling with, probably somebody who takes care of stuff for him.
Probably the Sunshine Boys. Wait, Casey and the Sunshine.
And he got up, and I sat next to him because Susan and I had been drinking, and at that point I was like, I'm going to sit next to Casey and chit-chat with him. And I don't, what I talked to him about?
The Sunshine Band?
No, royalties. I wanted to understand royalties. What was I thinking?
I don't know, man.
Anyway, I think those are the only famous people I've been in a cabin with.
I have been in first class with Terry Bradshaw.
Oh.
I didn't talk to him, though. He was in a different seat. So anyways, the other thing I thought about this podcast is that before this one came out is that, again, because we know pilots, Pat,
we know pilots.
And it's an incredible job because not only is it do you get paid well, but you have free time. Most of the pilots that I know have real significant hobbies, and not just a little piddly, gee, I'll mess around with this a little bit, but real significant hobbies because they have the time to really delve into them. What greater hobby? Well, I don't know. It's a great hobby, but podcasting, and this guy, you can tell, really puts in a lot of post-production and does a lot of thinking about it. He ties everything up into a topic. Anyway, it's a great podcast. It's truly one of the best podcasts out there, in my opinion, besides For This and That.
Of course.
Which is, incredible.
The best.
Which blows me away every time I listen to it.
But our listeners already know that. That's why they're listening.
Yeah.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me. Let's take off.
I got a few fast things.
Fast.
All right, I'll go through them. Hey, guess what today is?
Today is Sunday,
no,
July 24th, 2005, and you're listening. Oh, sorry.
Jeff, it's the anniversary of when Apollo 11 splashed down safely into the Pacific Ocean in 1969.
Very cool.
And, of course, the 21st was the first moonwalk.
Right.
Do you remember where you were when that happened?
The first moonwalk?
Yes.
Well, I was in school. They had, like, a big central thing, and we all watched it together.
Now, see, that's what your recollection is. That's mm-hmm. what my recollection is. But it happened in July. Were you in school on July 21st? I mean, most of the
wow,
time
school.
Wow,
you just blew my mind. Why do I remember it? Maybe they showed a repeat of it.
Well, that's
maybe
what,
that's what it was.
That's what I've been thinking, because I remember watching it, too.
Huh. Yeah. I mean, we definitely did.
So I'm going to have to ask my mom and dad, you know, did we watch it real time in the summer? But, I mean, I know we had a – I'm pretty sure we had a TV back then.
all we had – we grew up with an iPod, and that's it.
Well, you know, this week I was also talking with Leslie. Leslie is my best friend from college.
Right.
And she's got a 5 or 6 year old kid, so I don't always hear that much from her because she spends most of her free time with her kid. But she called me up this past week and we chatted, and she told me kind of a funny story. What she told me was that there's this guy that is kind of that she's known at work for a really, really long time. And she meets with him occasionally for lunch or whatever, dinner, drinks, something like that. And he was probing her with this question. He's like, he said,
probing
to her
with the anal probe?
I knew when I said that word you'd say that.
I don't know why probing brings anal. I don't know why.
So he asks her if she's ever, you know, had sex with anybody from work.
Huh.
And she's like, no, that's just my policy. I don't, you know, I just don't have sex with people.
She has
from
a
work.
Policy? Is it a written down policy?
With penalties.
Here is my policy.
And he's like, really? Never? You haven't had sex with anybody from work? And she's like, no, no. And he's like, really? Nobody? She's like, okay, why are you asking me this? Do you know something I don't know? And he's like, well, what about this name? And he throws out a name. And she's like, holy crap, she did have sex with him. She's like, oh, that was a long time ago. I completely forgot about it. And you know, it was only it was like about a month, and you know, it really wasn't serious. It was, he was kind of like, you know, this brings to mind Jose's saying, the law of the jungle, don't let go of one branch till you've got another one in hand.
Right, right.
The law of the jungle guy.
He was an in-between vine.
He was an in-between. Well, so she's like, okay, yeah, fine. So whatever. And he says,
whatever.
Well, you know.
Why are you bringing up the past? It's against policy.
Why are you bringing it up? Well, evidently, her friend was enjoying the fact that, you know, number one, she couldn't remember that
right.
she slept with this guy. But more importantly, evidently, this guy told him she sucked in bed.
Really?
So she's all mad about that, which I would be mad too. But, you know, I just thought about how human that is. We're all sort of like, okay, you know, you feel like you know what kind of sex partner you are. And when somebody says, you sucked, I hated sleeping with you, what?
Well, don't you think everybody, do you think anybody in life thinks, I really suck in bed? I am the worst lover ever. I mean, I think we all think, I'm pretty damn good. I know how to satisfy. I know how to get myself off. I'm comfortable. I'm a great lover. Right?
Well, then,
who
of
thinks,
course,
well, you know, I think we should step up our relationship. But I want to tell you something. Me in the sack, not so good. You know, who does that?
Well, I mean, you know, I think that there are some people who might be more honest and
I mean,
say they don't feel comfortable with this or
right.
that, or they don't, or they feel worried about their experience level.
I can see if you're, you know, impotent or something. You obviously should bring that up, probably. But you know, it's like, hey, honey, I suck in the bedroom. Does that turn you on?
Oh, well, I mean, it depends on what you're sucking.
Depends on what you're sucking. Yeah. No, I didn't mean it that way.
If it's my toes, forget about it.
I meant I really blow in the bedroom. No, I didn't mean it that way. I meant I really am crappy in the bedroom. Yes, I meant it that way. I crap in the bedroom. I'm sorry. I crap when I get excited. Well, I hear the noise. You know what that means. Can only mean one thing.
It's time for your Dallas Minute.
Yay, my Dallas Minute's here. Finally, I've been waiting and waiting.
Actually, we're going to share today's Dallas Minute, aren't we?
Oh, well, you didn't come up with anything, huh?
It was my suggestion.
Yeah, well, no. When we were there, I said, this is my Dallas Minute. I call it.
Wait.
I call it. It's mine.
You can call it, but we went there at my suggestion.
Oh, you're right. All right, go ahead.
Well, you go.
All right. Yay, my Dallas Minute. So we're expecting big things from your Dallas Minute, Pat. My Dallas Minute is Gloria's. Now, I actually, it's not
G-L-O-R-I-A.
For...
G-L-O-R-I-A.
Gloria. I haven't been there for a while, but we used to go quite a bit. We used to go to the one in Oak Lawn. We went to the one in Lower Greenville, which is actually close to my house. And I had an absolutely fantastic meal there. I used to always enjoy Gloria's, but I don't know, I just don't think about it sometimes now. I had a great meal. I love their flank steak. It's nicely marinated. Mine was like a combo thing. It came with, I think it was three jumbo shrimp that were like almost lobster-ish jumbo shrimp, you know? Absolutely fantastic meal. Had a great time.
Well, and I had what I always have when I go to Gloria's, the pork tenderloin quesadilla. Fabulous.
And we all had the swirl margaritas. They have an awesome margarita.
And their margarita is only $6. It tastes as good as the ones at Mi Casino, which are $7.50, or the ones at
Taco Diner,
which are also $7.50. So
same
from
company.
From a margarita standpoint, better value at Gloria's.
And what always happens to me at Gloria's, I get full on their appetizer. Well, not the appetizers, on the chips, because they bring this black bean sauce instead of the nacho stuff.
I love the black bean sauce.
I can eat that as the whole meal for me. So when I would come to my meal, I'm always stuffed. But I highly recommend Gloria's.
Although I would say there is one small problem. Just one small problem, and that is the chips at the Gloria's on Oak Lawn are lighter and thinner and crispier than the ones that we had on Greenville. Those were not the best chips.
You asked him about that. What did he say?
He looked at me like, I'm going to spit in your food.
Well, it looks like that about wraps it up for us, Pat.
Aw, I'm sad.
You have one thing, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot about this. You know, some of our listeners, so this may be a little bit boring to people who are new to this, but some of our listeners
But don't know, turn off, because there's goodies at the end, like there is mostly on our show.
Some of our, you know, any regular listeners know that Jeff and I have friendships with several other podcasters, in particular with Shelley and Ferg from Air Ferg, and Danielle, Neil, and Lynn from Borderline. And last week,
among others,
Danielle met up with Shelley and Ferg, and they stayed out, they drank, and had a great time. So Danielle and I had exchanged telephone numbers, and I gave her a call to say, well, so how was it? And she told me what a great time they had and everything. But she kind of made me, you know, it was like something new, which was, if you listen to Air Ferg, the guy's, he's hilarious. But, you know, you would kind of get the impression that he's the man, he's the leader.
Right. And well, that's the way it is for all shows. I'm the leader of our show.
Wait a minute. Right.
So what's
anyway? Well, Danielle said, "Think again. It's really Shelley that's behind it all, and she just, you know, in order to keep the marriage going smoothly, she lets him think he's in charge."
Oh,
which I think most women are that way. Anyway,
you didn't tell me that. But, you know, actually, I'm thinking about it, that does make a lot of sense.
See?
I mean, she's obviously the well-spoken one.
Right.
You know, she's always the one that when you hear these little subtle hints of humor that are just, when it's not planned, like all the stuff that Ferg does is completely planned out, but the stuff that Shelley does is unplanned and it's gold.
Well,
you know?
I don't know that you can say it's unplanned. For example, they did a little skit on Wiggles. Who would know more about Wiggles than Shelley?
Exactly. That's true.
I mean, she's the woman.
Right.
So I think that came from her.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's the douching, and I mean, who knows more about douches than women?
Yeah, I always suspected that, because why would a guy be obsessed with douching? Of course it's the woman. I mean, yeah, now that you mention that.
And then there was, I think, some gangsta rap with Elmo again.
Right.
She's the woman. She knows more about that kind of stuff.
She's the brains. I'm sure she does the post-production work as well, and not only the writing of the bits, but the post-production.
Right. Well, anyway, I was
giving credit to the wrong person.
Yep.
All right.
Anyway, it was a big surprise.
Yeah. Well, that's cool, though. It's cool to see actually women stepping up to do this, because I know it doesn't happen on our podcast.
What? What are you talking about?
Like, I sit there at the typewriter all week long and write bits, and then you come in and say, I don't want to say this, and then this... I set up the microphones, and then, you know, I got hours and hours of post-production. What does Pat do? I gotta go. I got a date. I gotta go play tennis. Yada, yada. Have a nice weekend.
Get a suntan.
Have a nice weekend. But one thing, Pat. Now,
what?
When are you going to get some brains like Shelley has? And, you know, maybe some boobs while we're at it. Man, would that be nice?
You're
it would
a
be
boob.
So nice to podcast with a podcaster with boobs. Well, for all of our listeners out there, we always kid about that I don't let Pat drink in the studio, right? Well, if you want to hear us drink in the studio, we have a discourse about beer that is going to be featured in the Microcasting Alliance, and it should be out later this weekend. I will post a link to that. It's a podcast where a lot of other... the idea is that people put in small little bits from a number of different podcasts surrounding one topic. The topic this week was beer. So if you want to hear us drink in the studio, it gets wild and crazy.
Wild.
Some things happen, but I have been sworn to secrecy. So go over there and check it out. The other thing is, I've been meaning to mention this, and I just keep forgetting because I'm
Dorcas.
A forgetful Dorcas. Is we are a proud member of the Pod Alliance.
Proud member!
Proud member! I've got a proud member! Hey, I see a new song coming up here. Anyway, Pod Alliance is a weekly show, and it comprises of, I think it's six core podcasts, of which we're one of them. And I'm not going to run through the list because I know I'll get it wrong. But they're good, interesting, and what's best about it is Patrick Melton from... Nobody Likes Onions, the podcast, put it together. And I really like the way he put it together because it's not all podcasts that are the same. There's left podcasts, there's right podcasts, there's political, non-political, funny, not funny.
not funny?
Not funny. Some of them aren't funny. So it's a good variety, and you get just a little bit of each one. So go check that out. And again, I'll post a link on our website. Enjoy it.
And this gets you off Patrick's poop list, right?
Yeah, sorry, Patrick.
Sorry, Patrick.
Sorry. Sorry, but nobody likes onions.
I'm still going to spank you when
but,
I see you,
know,
Patrick.
I don't understand their name. I still don't. I like onions. I love onions. I love them grilled. I love them raw. I love the yellow ones. I love the white ones. And I love the purple ones. I love onions.
I love onions, too.
Oh, when you grill them with a little bit of vegetable oil. God, I'm shaking things up all over the place. I'm moving, using my hands and just destroying the studio. You know, you cook them up with a little bit of vegetable oil. Is there a better smell in the world? So I think, Patrick, you need to change the name of your podcast to Everybody Loves Onions.
No, I think he should change it to Nobody Loves Liver.
Actually, that's pretty funny. Although I do like his Onion Man logo. Anyways, go check that out. You'll enjoy it. I wanted to just a little personal touch here. Shoko T, we want to know how your dinner with your boyfriend went on his birthday at Patrizio's. Tell us the date and we'll broadcast it because we all want to be there, but it hasn't happened already.
That's right.
We're all going to be there.
Oh, we're going to watch
all
you.
All fans. We're going to watch you eat. Sorry, Shel Gorty, but do let us know how that went. Hey, thanks to Neil, not the Neil from Borderline, but musician Neil. I really do appreciate your email, and I've been meaning to sit down and write back to you on music-related stuff. It's always good, always great to hear somebody having some comments about...
stuff you wrote?
About stuff that I wrote, yeah.
Stuff you performed?
Yeah, like this podcast. It's all mine.
Me, 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 me,
it's all mine,
me. Me, me.
Pat, you need to step it up. Step it up a notch. Anything else, or are we out of here?
No, I think that's about it. I think we'll call Susan, and maybe we should go to have pancakes at Nick's.
Ooh, yummy. What's your email address, Pat?
Pat@thisandthatpodcast.com.
And I'm Jeff@thisandthatpodcast.com. You can get a hold of Engineer George to EngineerGeorge@thisandthatpodcast.com. He gets no mail, and probably because this is the first time we've ever given out his email address. Maybe the fact that he's non-existent. I didn't mean that. You didn't hear that here.
And if you have any comments, we'd love to hear them. You can post them on the blog, or you can call us at 206-202-TALK. That's 206-202-5288.
Alrighty. And all you lovers out there, this one's for you. Now get out of here.
Now, does this still, even though I don't have the headset on, it's still recording, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I know that was a stupid question.
That was the stupidest question I've ever heard. We are a proud member of the Pod Alliance.
Proud member!
Proud member! I've got a proud member!